Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, next week, the Oireachtas will vote on whether to sign up to the EU's new pact on migration, which would have far-reaching implications for how we process refugees here in Ireland. It is expected to pass, but the pact is seen as highly controversial, with opposition to it coming from right across the political spectrum. Well, Harry McGee is political correspondent with the Irish Times, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire. How's it going?
In general terms, this is seen, isn't it, as a hardening of Europe's policy on immigration. But will you take us through some of the key measures that are in this pact?
Yeah, it's a pact that was agreed on the 10th of April by the European Parliament, and it still has to be formally ratified by the EU Council, but we can take it that will be a given. And essentially, as you said, it is a hardening of rules in the light of fairly significant increase in immigration to Europe over the past decade, especially over the past 3 or 4 years. And we've seen a hardening of attitudes in many countries with the rise of right-wing parties. And we've seen a change of sentiment here in Ireland as well in the past year in the light of big increases in the numbers of those seeking international protection. So essentially, it's an amalgam of many laws coming together, and they have been put into 7 regulations that cover a wide array of areas in relation to immigrations. For example, the screening regulation. So before, if an immigrant, for example, arrives into Europe illegally, is found within a country having gone in there illegally without any papers, or is, for example, stopped on a boat in the Mediterranean, they won't be regarded as being in the EU as yet. They would be put into a centre for 7 days, at which point they will be screened. And after that period, it will be decided whether they will be returned to the country from which they came, or whether they will be given access to the asylum process. So that's quite a significant change in the way in which immigrants and those seeking international protection will be dealt with. Mm-hmm. Then there will be changes to the European database. For example, facial recognition technology will be used to take facial images. There will be fingerprints taken for everybody over 6 years, and that includes children 6 years and over. And it has been argued that this will give better protection to children arriving into the EU who would be more vulnerable than adults. But the intrusion of civil liberties is something that has caused alarm amongst some groups and some politicians. The asylum procedure regulation, they want to speed that as well, to make it condensed within 3 months. They say 70 to 80% will be dealt with at first instance within 3 months. There will be less incentives for those seeking asylum to move from one country to another. There will be procedures to transfer a person from one country to another if they've arrived in the other EU country first. They're trying to reduce all these secondary movements. And then there's a solidarity mechanism as well, which will allow some countries which are frontline countries to either claim compensation from other states, or for those other states to accept asylum seekers. And that too has proved to be controversial.
Okay, so as I mentioned there, there's a political opposition coming to this, political and opposition from civil rights groups too, from all sides, really. Can you explain to us who is opposed to this pact being adopted here in Ireland?
Yeah, well, many of the opposition parties are opposed to it. Sinn Féin are opposed to it in totality, but they do say that they accept 2 of the 7 regulations that were agreed. And they argue that each of the regulations should be discussed by the Irish Parliament, the Oireachtas, separately and voted on separately, so that each of the 7 regulations would almost be considered a separate law. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, told the Justice Committee on Tuesday that that wouldn't happen, that it will be dealt with as one unitary or one single piece of legislation to transpose this new pact into Irish law. The other big holistic argument against it that has come from left and right is that this will amount to a dilution of Irish sovereignty that we will be ceding policy in relation to immigration and asylum to the European Union, and that Ireland would become subsidiary to the European Union when it comes to determining policy on immigration. That's an argument that's been forcefully made by the likes of Michael McDougall, for example, and also by Padraig Tobin.
Mm-hmm. And they want to see this going through the Oireachtas in the way Sinn Féin have set out. Are they at one with Sinn Féin?
For the laws to emanate from Ireland rather than emanate from the European mm-hmm. Union. In response to Taoiseach, Simon Harris dismissed that particular argument. He said that it was fanciful in the extreme to think that a small island like Ireland could go it alone regarding EU and global migration. But that is a live argument, and it was voiced at the Justice Committee on Tuesday by quite a few speakers who were worried that we would lose control, really, of how we handle our own policy and regulations in this regard.
Okay, but so far the government is not for turning on this.
No, it's not. I think the government is intent on adopting it. They said there are lots of advantages to Ireland. For example, most of the those who come into Ireland seeking international protection arrive from other EU countries. And they say that the new asylum and migration management regulation will allow a more efficient process whereby more people who have arrived in other countries can be transferred back from Ireland to those countries where they first landed. Now, interestingly, Michael McNamara, the independent TD for Clare, asked Helen McEntee about this very issue at the meeting on Tuesday. At the moment, the mechanism that governs is called the Dublin III mechanism, which has been there for about 20 years and allows a country to return a person to the first country they landed in Europe. But Michael McNamara said that in 2023, 188 transfer decisions under the Dublin III Convention were accepted by other countries, but that Ireland managed to only transfer 3 people in the entirety of the year. Now, the minister argued that the change will be that you had to put in a request, and now it will be you put in a confirmation. You won't have to request anymore. But Michael McNamara said those requests had actually been accepted. Those countries had accepted 188, yeah, and only 3 had been accepted. He compared it to Germany, which had 4,000 accepted, and France, which had 3,311. He said, yes, of course, they're much bigger countries, but he said 3 is really, really small in that context, and there was a massive discrepancy. He also highlighted the fact that the Department of Justice has been unable to say how many people. So once you go through the whole process, you can make an application for leave to remain to the Minister for Justice. And the minister was unable to give him the figure as to how many people have applied for that procedure. And he was arguing that that procedure is the one that causes most delays in people being returned from Ireland to other jurisdictions, yet the government has been unable to find figures in that regard.
Okay. So, Harry, just a word before we finish on the objections coming from the other side, the non-government organisations who say that this is making it very unfair, will make it very hard on those people who are seeking asylum coming from war-torn countries, countries where they may be persecuted. They say that it is deeply unfair and unjust.
Absolutely, because the processes will be accelerated. People will be detained and have pre-screening before they can even be deemed to be eligible to apply for international protection. They will be subject to being sent back to the first country they arrived. And the definition of country of safe origin that we have here, the European definition of that, will be widened to ensure that those who come from those countries will have a harder or a higher hurdle in trying to convince authorities that they have faced persecution or are escaping from a regime that is repressive. In addition, there is also concern about the widespread use of personal data, including photographs and fingerprints on children over the age of six, which they also have said may constitute a breach of civil liberties.
All right, Harry, we're likely to hear more about this as time goes on. Harry McGee there, Irish Times political correspondent.